the sun and father's walking on his feet and all that. Every time he couldn't go on horseback, sometimes mostly on the feet. We were very tired. The night he didn't sleep, he went in the forest and with the two of his men, that is, by the government people, whom we don't pay, the government servants. They are khaki.
Sure.
They have to make a matan, means, you know, on the tree they make it like a seat. Because you have to be seated on a tree, because in the night time you don't know where tigers could come from, you know. So from higher, what you call it, level you can see the tiger. But the tiger won't come to you. The tiger's going to come where the village and where the animals are. So my father had a trick. What he said, he asked the villagers to give him a goat or a lamb. So he tied the goat to his tree in the forest, and then he climbed up the tree with his gun.
Mm-hmm.
And so in the dark, when it was very dark, you know, then of course the poor goat was very frightened, so it would go on bang, bang, you know, making that beating sound.
Mm-hmm.
So the tiger had come out to hunt, but he found that, oh, it's very nice, the goat is so near here, why get this village?
Mm.
So he came for this goat here. And so at a certain distance, my father was short. So he killed that tiger. And then the goat was not hurt. Then he went to the villagers and gave the goat back and told them, now don't worry, the tiger's killed. So he was rid of the tiger, and so all they were happy, the father happy, they all came home and all that. And after 2 days, these villagers again returned, came and told. My father said, no, but again the tiger is taking away our animals, there's another one. Oh, and my father had to again go in the forest. Again, all night he would wait till the tiger came, you know, sometimes came late, so.
Mm-hmm.
And again, to shoot. And when he shot the second tiger, so oh, it's okay now, it's okay, all right, it's okay. And all. But no, 2 days again, and it went on like this for days, till there were 13 or 14 tigers, would you believe?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So then, so not for sport or for love for shooting, he did to help the poor.
Mm-hmm.
My father said that he had no time for all this sport. So, one time he killed a female tigress, mm-hmm. and then was sent to this, what's his name, taxidermist. So those people sent word to say that they're two little tiger babies, you know, what to do with them, the mother and the mother's womb. So my father didn't want them to be thrown away, he put them in a jar, have the spirit, and preserve them and send them, you know, so in a big jar, the two little tiger babies, couple of them. He put them in the drawing room.
Mm.
As a child, I still remember, I was so fascinated to go and see them.
Mm.
They're full grown, means they would have been born within 8 days. Never mind, it was good that three of the tigers were killed in one shot, you know, two babies and the mother. His shot was not sure.
Mm.
It wounded a tiger, and the tiger ran away. Oh, then my father was very worried, and he didn't know what to do, because a wounded tiger becomes a man-eater.
Mm-hmm.
And that's worse than eating animals. So, mm-hmm. So he said, now he has to kill this tiger. So, with a torchlight or what and how, the detail, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
How the detail. But he went to kill this tiger that was wounded. Now, you can't kill a tiger wounded, because the tiger's angry, he would pounce on you.
Yeah.
So still he was so brave, he went after this tiger and found in his lair licking the wound.
Mm-hmm.
So before, the tiger could lift his head to see what come, because crackling of leaves and dry sticks, you know, twigs. So my father was big and heavy, and so then a sound made the tiger look up. So before the tiger could move, my father was quick and shot the tiger.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the end of it. Yeah, and it's not nice to have a man-eater, you know. So we're not kind of him.
But I think we all want to become man and woman eaters now, because it's lunchtime.
Yeah. What's the time?
It's after
1:15. All these 3 days, we couldn't come. We were in a past life. We didn't like to. Only once or twice he said,
we are not supposed to say. So you know, say you know, a person who was what you that person was in the previous life. That and two others. Not nice to know.
Yeah,
I've seen that. It's better not to know.
I wouldn't want to know. I don't.
No,
think.
I don't think it's nice. So no, I mean to say, like, what way you all in past life that you all have connections, Baba, come from so far. So that's a great thing.
Yeah, that would be nice to know. But I came to follow Baba when
I didn't start talking about Darshan Puna. There was a stage where Baba said no to Darshan Puna. Since this is 7, you had a chance, but you were not so very warm towards Baba. Maybe, who knows? You just heard of him, but you did not long to see him, so you did not.
Well, I didn't know how things worked.
So having Kavali seeing here every 15, 8 days. A person from Bombay wanted to do something for Baba, so Baba said, he'll have Kavali songs so to send. Singer, Kavali singer means, what do we call it? Kavali singer is called, yeah, Kavali.
Kavali singer.
Kavali singer, that's right. Ghazals, and he sings Kavali songs, the same thing. But what I want to say is this, Sister Seven, if you had come, you know, I'm sure he would have given you darshan. But as soon as he knew, that is early Sister Seven, you know, June, July, when we were from Guru Prasad, when we were here, June, July, August, September. Yeah, because it was in good mood. Happy to hear the song. Yes. And she said, "My Elaine has come, so you surely do that."
Did he order the Kavali singers to come, or did they just come on their own?
That is a story very long, you know. It happens this way. You know, Gajwani is a middle-aged, a very fine person. He was a Sindhi. And his skin was fair as yours, you know. He was that fair, but middle-aged, good-looking, but middle-aged, and very fine person, loved Baba very dearly. But none of his other relatives loved him, but he brought them to Guru Prasad, loved Baba Darshan, all right. His daughter-in-law came with her children, big girls, and they came, but they were not Baba lovers. They just came to please him. This is what we know, because after that they did come, and there's things that happened that now there's no more saying they don't come at all. But what I want to say is this one person, Gajwani, loved Baba so dearly. So one time he asked, told Baba, maybe 1966, he told Baba, or Guru Prasad 1967, sometime, that detail I don't know. But he told, he wanted to give Baba some thousands of rupees, 25 to. Baba says, Baba didn't accept it, Baba didn't say no. And he was very, what do you call it, very, what do you call it,
sad.
Yeah. Sad, or a sad good person, disappointed and so on. I said, Baba, this one service I can do, and said, why not accept from me, and so on, this, whatever. Baba said, no, and Baba did not want him to give, and Baba did not take. But then he was very like this, you know, what would you call it? Sad, as you say.
Dejected,
this and that, and for days and so on. So Baba said, all right, this way you can do, because that will make you happy. That I've accepted is that send Kavali singers. Uh-huh. And Kavali singers are expensive. One sitting, how many thousand they take? I don't know that detail. But they're coming and going both, the train fare and everything, on the way they eat and everything. All that we have to pay, and singing everything. So each Kavali song, singers, cost that much, maybe. I don't know, 5,000 or how many. I don't know that detail. Anyway, he was very happy. Oh, then Baba loves singing, of course, and he's the one to please Baba by Baba having Kavali songs to hear. So, 67 here in the Mandali Hall, Baba will be seated in his chair, and the Kavalis all come. And they would sing very beautiful, because there was Jaipuri with the company of Jaipuri. There were five of them. I'm playing harmonium on the sitar, on the tabla, and all the other people. Anyway, they sang very beautiful. Loved their songs, and were very happy and so on. Then after 8 days or something, another lot comes and they sing. Oh, I was very in a happy mood. Just want to say, that's why if you had come 67, maybe you would be with us hearing the Kavali songs and looking at Baba.
It was not to be.
Not to be.
Obedience is greater than love, they say, right?
Is that true? Yeah.
I hope so. As a matter of fact, Mara, for many, many years, whatever that is, you know, and I've made my peace with Baba and I about it, you know, very relaxed about it. And
does he come in a dream or somehow give us a dream?
No.
No, does he?
No. But Alaba
stayed in Madhavan. Then that time, very few. Then they all used just one room, the east room. Rano, Kitty, Naja, Katie. That's all about four of them were there. When we were living in Madhavan, Zad, then they were, that group was there. But we groups of four, five together. To be separate, like this, cook separate, everything separate.
You know, Irene is dying to come here.
Irene below?
Oh, she really wants to come so bad.
Yes, but she's been to. She hasn't got the money. Yeah.
And also the doctor said no.
No, it's very difficult for her to come because her health is not at all strong. And it would be rather, what would you call it? A strain on us also because she needs oxygen.
She gets very bad asthma.
Oxygen, all this and that, and to arrange for all that, and you don't know what time her health will be like this affected. It seems all of a sudden she gets this asthma. And she's attacked to travel, but what if she knew there would be much to say all that in her heart, you know? Oh, I don't know what, anyway. Yeah.
How did she manage when she was on silence?
It's wonderful, isn't it? When I heard to be on silence, Baba must have helped anyway. She was very proud to be on silence. Mm. But we like would have wished she was not on silence. Because she wanted to talk just as much in silence. So how to read ABCD fast. And what are the signs, and then you have to read, and then if you can't, then she gets impatient again. It's too difficult for us all.
There ought to be something that goes along with silence of the mouth, silence of the ears also.
Yeah, but the audio.
Or just be on silence.
Cotton wool.
Mara? Mm. We wanted to ask a question. I don't know if you feel like talking about it, but like, how was a day with Baba in the later years, say, starting from when you got up in the morning? Or even part of the day?
Any normal day? Yeah. Baba got up all night. The men were there with Baba 3 hours, some 4 hours, some 2 hours, as they could keep awake. And so the last hour was Pendu. We went after 6 o'clock in the morning. Then Baba left for a little while, I think. And Baba must have seen through the window, crack of dawn, sun about to rise. And that time Baba ring the little bell as near his.
You're going to have to put that in your memory.
You know, Mara, some of these machines, they go wrong, you know.
And wrong
the tape,
time.
The tape starts being eaten up by the machine.
Oh, by the machine or the
machine becomes hungry, you know.
Hungry as us with our tape recorders.
What time was it, Mara? About 5 in the morning?
Yeah. 6.
Baba would just, sleep for 3 or 4 hours, you mean? Or?
Yeah, he'd be up, sitting up in bed, and he just was talking to the mandalin. The mandalin would talk loudly, so Gavi could hear her. She was near the door here.
Are you hot?
Gavi's sleep is very light. Hmm?
Are you hot?
What?
Are you feeling warm?
Yeah. It is warm. Not so hot. It is. It's better.
It's not
too
bad. Could be worse.
I was wondering where your piece of cardboard
is. Could be worse.
It's nice to have cool air all the time. I hate feeling hot. Yeah, what did you want to know?
Yeah, a day with Baba. That when he got up at 6.
Then he'd lie in bed for some time, maybe half an hour, 15, 20 minutes. That I have not. What do you call it? Anyway, then Baba and we would wash quickly and be ready. And then Baba ring the tiny bell because Baba can't call out. And we So anyway, Baba rang the bell there near his bed, you know, and said, that time there was no electricity. And it was working with the, what do you call it, battery. And then when it ring, and then I knew Baba was up. So I would go in first and ask him, Baba, did you sleep well, rest well? Baba lying down, Baba said, yes. Did you sleep well? I said, yes, Baba. By that time, the next minute, Govind would be inside and go come and money, and they all be following. And then we'll ask Baba if he wanted his feet to be massaged and so on. Baba would be resting as he wanted to be up. Baba said, no, half an hour, he'll rest, he'll massage his feet, legs, and so on. And sometimes money would do his back when Baba turned on his back, very beautiful, she did it. Govind would do the nape of his neck, you know, slowly, slowly, very nicely. Baba liked her doing it. Her fingers are padded. Govind's fingers are padded, you know, so soft and nice outfit. And so we would massage like this for half an hour or more. And then Baba wanted to be up. Every time Baba wanted to be up, give a hand under his shoulder and lift. And so, then if it's winter time, we'll ask Baba wants a warm panty, because Baba used to wear a short panty, what do you call them, panty, then warm panty, sometimes yes, sometimes no, and so on. Then if he did, then I'd get them and help them to put it on, and just here, then Baba would put it on. Then, of course, Baba says, it warm or cold, what is it, Baba says? Baba says, medium nice, Baba says, all right. Give me the cotton, this is cotton coat, light coat, so on. So then after wearing his coat and everything, Baba was so sweet. Baba would say, now we go for tea and breakfast. And then Baba would hold out his hand and put his hand on my arm, Baba pull himself up. One hand like this, and because Baba's hip joint is broken, he can't help himself very freely as he would want to. So very slowly we would come out to the room and the girls following. We come to the bedroom, I mean dining room, and Baba would be seated there, and the Govind Rana would, what do you call, pull away, remove the, what do you call, the dining chair, and then Baba took his place near the table. Then they would push the chair such a way towards Baba, place the chair in such a way that it's convenient for him to be seated rather nicely. Inside, because you have to know how far the chair has to be. So Rana and Govind would do that, because I couldn't do it. Baba was holding my arm, so I'd be on the side. By the time they would be there pushing the chair, and so I would be seated. And then Baba says, "Where's the music?" And and so on. Then Govind would bring the radio, and Baba, she'd play the radio. And then by the time Meru used to make the tea at the fireplace. And prepare some little breakfast for Baba sometimes, one thing, sometimes another thing. So Baba would have his breakfast, and I'd mix the tea in the Baba's cup with milk and sugar also. And then Baba had it, let his tea sweet. And then after the breakfast, Baba went. And before the second accident, Baba never took breakfast. He always had a cup of tea. But by 10:30, 11:15, Baba wants his lunch. He would come from Manali early and have his lunch, but morning, no breakfast. But now he was taken to breakfast, because I said, breakfast is very important, he must have it, so he was taken. And then the saucer, Baba would very slowly blow on the tea, it's very hot, and then he would sip once or twice, it's very softly, you could hardly hear. And then Baba would drink the tea from the saucer. The saucer is not ordinary, it's a little, not quite a bowl. It's a little, rather big, large saucer, bigger. And the one cup of tea Baba would drink. And then after that Baba, of course before that Baba's gargled and washed his mouth and face. Then Baba wanted to shave, so Baba would tell me to bring the shaver. And so it was good, it was an electric shaver. So Baba would put on the button, and then Baba shaved.
Did he do it himself?
Yes. Yeah.
At the kitchen table? The dining
table? Dining table. Everything on the dining table. Baba can move around freely. His leg, hip joint is not convenient to get up and sit down. So,
would you hold a mirror for Baba?
No, mirror Baba held himself when he was shaving with the, what do you call it? When he was...
The electric.
When there was no electric.
Oh.
The safety razor, that time there was a mirror oval with a handle. So that had come from our place and from Pune, you know. So just right from, so from Mehrabad used to use it because there our trunks had come. It's a long story. Never mind. Then Baba for years had this soap and all. He knew life, so the winter so cold, never liked it all. It's cold. But now Harry came when he came. It was rather too. It was late, but still it was in time because Baba, obviously, couldn't walk and talk in that time also with the shaving. It was good that he had the electric shave at least, then he could shave very conveniently. Love feeling cold in winter days, the soap and all around. So then he would shave, and after shaving, he would want music again. When having breakfast, Baba had music, and after shave, Baba had music, and Baba told me to comb his hair. When combing hair, Baba had music, but Baba liked the voices of Pakistan, because Pakistan women and men also had good voices, women also mostly. So then Baba heard that song. Indian songs were nice, but the good singer that we had, she got, I don't know what, never mind. She sang too high, because she was now a backstage singer. Because of her voice, she was popular, and the film authorities would tell her to sing on high notes or something, we don't know, but she sang very high, and Baba didn't like it. Otherwise, she has a very beautiful voice. Lata Mangeshkar, they call her. Anyway, what happened was, we would hear music whilst combing hair and all after that, and I'd feel that his braid, Baba says, finished? Is it complete? Baba says, yeah, I see. Yes. Well, I feel his braid. And then Baba says, okay. Now I was now want to wash my face. And so Baba get up, and Baba, when he's holding the table, by the support of the table, Baba standing up, and by the time I would turn the chair around this way, this way facing the table, but then this way is facing this way, where the, we could put a stool, a certain height stool, and one stool here, and on the stool, very big basin, that big basin, aluminum we had. In that, Baba would wash his face. He had plastic, somewhere not to get wet and all that. Then I would be ready with the soap and pour the water in his hand and so on. Help him, and then he had to what do you call it? Soap his face with both hands and eyes. Soap. So he had his eyes shut. So that time, then he wanted to quickly wash his hands to get the mug in his hand. So he washed his lovely hands and pour water, and then fill the jug, the mug quickly and give it to him. Push it in his hand, Baba. Fill the mug and put in his hand, and then. Pour in the right hand, he would wash this eye first, and then another water, and then this eye, whole mug full of water for each eye, and then the face Baba would wash. Yes. And then after that, he would, of course, well, washing, we always blow our nose when washing. That then, water we take in our nose and blow our nostrils clean with water. And so after that, then I'd give him the face towel, dry his face, and after drying his face, Baba tidy his mustache, and then Baba take the towel, and his hands will be damp because he has put up the sleeves, because you can't have the coat sleeves long when you're washing, they have put up, they're tucked away, you know, tucked up. So drying his hand, then pull down the sleeves, then dry his hand, then pull down the sleeve, and so on, then give me the towel. And so on. Then Meera would be ready to take away the pail and the stool in front of Baba. And so on. Baba would be helping also with the plastic that had the water and that. Somehow she was there also. And that was washing his face. And then Baba said, "But what's the time?" And Baba sometimes said, "Excuse me, how do I look? You know, pale or look well?" So, used to tell him what he felt that time, what he looked like. And then we will want to go to Mandi Babasi. This means too late, it's too much time, this means. I must go to Mandali and then Baba and 2-3 minutes. By that time money has come along. Money would come and go, because Baba's money's due correspondence. And so she'll wait for 5-10 minutes. The Baba has to say something to she, she has to ask something, Baba. Yeah, sometimes she'll be seated, sometimes go back and come back and so. So then Baba, after finishing his breakfast and shave and wash, and then Baba come out to go to the Mandali. So holding his hand, I just would come out and be sitting on the chair. And sedan chair, and then Baba used to blow the whistle would be here. Then the gardeners and the two servants from there would come and so when they first came, Baba would pat them and smile and you know, Baba loved everyone, so he would not let them feel that they are servants, and Baba would talk and I say, what were you doing on this and that, so on. And then the Baba would come and we go, and so they would lift Baba's chair to take him to the Mandali hall. And there Baba would put his hand on Francis's arm and take a walk back and forth a little while. Very gently, how to say, slowly, and because once he's in the seated in his that chair, then Baba can't get up. You have to read the correspondence, so much correspondence from different centers, from different people, private papers, this, everything. So much yet, and then it was easy to speak and say, but each word to be spelled out with hand, it was very difficult for Baba, very tiring, because if Ira did not understand, that you Baba had to again spell it out. But every time Ira was quick, and so on. And so, and then when upper stand, Baba gets ready to come in, but 10:45, Baba would be here. But before that, Meru would hurry to do everything in Baba's room, and this and that, and fresh water to be filled, and stale water to be filled. And the night time, there's water in the room. They can't come out. So everything was there, you know, there's some hour, there's a tap, and what you call plastic basin, because the man lived, they had to wash the hand and whatever. And the water was quite different from what Baba was using this room, because Baba didn't have a fancy counterpane, nothing, just ordinary white sheet with, yeah. Anyway, yeah, Baba had a mosquito curtain, but now there's not a mosquito curtain, so the mosquito, what do you call them? Rods? What do you call them, rods?
Oh. We don't have any, I mean, I don't know.
Mosquito,
we know what you mean.
Mosquito.
The mosquito rods.
Poles. Yeah, poles. Oh. And so I made it, put up the mosquito pole and curtain tidily, nicely to see that if there's no, canopies now we put there, because the poles would not look, bare would not look nice. And Bob, it has to be with Baba's bed, so we covered up such a way that it looks nice as well as keeps the bed clean. And so you see inside there's no mosquito inside the curtain, then you shake it and nicely, tidily put up the curtain, whatever mosquito curtain, so on the bed. Or the whole bed has to be changed, because sometimes Baba is perspiring. Summer's heat, you know, and October is warm, March is warm. So the bed, pillow, not just single pillowcase, we had 3 and 4 times, very soft material, long cloth, very soft, folded around the thing. What do you call it?
Wrapped. Wrapped around the pillow.
Because if Baba perspires, then it shouldn't go in the, what do you call it?
The pillow.
Into the feathers.
But did you change the sheets every day?
Yeah. And then the pillow also, the cover, that is to get wet by Baba perspiring here, you know? Oh, Baba. Yeah. And so on. So, we made the bed and room, and much to be done in the room. That's the difference in warm water for drinking, cold water drinking. Baba wanted lukewarm water to drink, you know. So all kinds of water for washing hands in cold winter days and warm water, so and so on. And so when finished doing Baba's bed, you put in the sun, many things to be sunned and this and that, and put washing new things to get and new covers for Baba's bed. So everything's complete. has to be fired, then fast the Baba comes. If he goes to 8:45 and 9 o'clock, if he leaves from here, then it's 1.5 hours, only two hours there first to complete the room, then see to other things. So then the Baba would come again. Baba rest in his room because he was not hungry, because he didn't have exercise, so he was much hungry. On the contrary, he was tired. So he thinks that one could do it. If you walk and do things, it's nice exercise, it's really nice. But this is for 2 hours sitting in the chair. You're tired, then you'd be resting in his room. He said he'll rest for half an hour or more. By the time one who haven't finished their work, go and finish, because it was early. Najak has to do cooking much hours in Baba's, and if Francis was there, his, and so on. Kaka was ill, so Kaka's separate diet, and so on. And if Hari Kadma was here, his food, everything. But Najak had maids to. But maids, village hands are not clever. You have to tell them, now do this, now do that. So Najak had much on her hands to do everything. And she did, because she was used to cooking and so on. I don't know who else helped her. She and the maid, the savers, knew some part of cooking, so she would help in our cooking. So that somehow. And then Baba had me and brought on table, told me to serve on his plate. So I served right. Rice went was enough, as much as Baba wanted. Baba put up his hand like this to say it is enough. And then the curry or the dal was obviously like this. And so, curry and dal. Mm-hmm. And Baba was told to take high protein, so Baba had mutton pieces of mutton in his very tiny, tight little cut pieces of mutton, you know. And Baba, before starting to eat, Baba take all the mutton, 1, 2, 3, 4, line it down his plate and leave just 2, 3 pieces and eat the curry and the 2, 3 tiny pieces of mutton. And then Baba said, I finished eating, I want to wash my hands. And he said, Baba, you haven't eaten. The mutton you haven't eaten, Baba. So Baba said, no, that is for mastan. So we said, Baba, mastan has his own food. Baba, this is your share, you must eat. The doctors told you to take high protein. All these years you have been a vegetarian, now they want you to eat. Baba says, I've eaten enough. This is for mastan. He's happy to eat, and I feel happy to give it to him. So we both are happy. What's wrong, I was saying? I was something, what's this? It's okay, Baba. He said, all right, Baba. So we let Baba have his way and let him do what he likes. But next day we would remember that Baba must have his share of protein, so we sent for more meat and put more meat in the spice dal or curry. You have to put meat and spice things. You can't put it plain curry. So then Baba, when he saw more meat on his plate, then Baba smiled and looked at us, you know, to show that he's understood that we have sent for more meat, that he should eat more. And Baba smiled, and Baba didn't mind, he liked it. And then what he had to give to Mastan, he every, like every day put those 5 bits there, but he had this 3, 4, 5 bits himself. So we saw that Baba had his share of. We said, we are told to take protein by the doctors, Baba. You must have a certain right quantity of protein and so on.
At that time, did he tell you that you couldn't eat beef? Was always mutton.
He didn't say anything about beef, mutton, or about pork, nothing. Baba never said anything about anything. And we never were eating it, so at that time. I don't remember. There was no beef at that time to be had, so I don't know. Maybe if he went to the West. But West, but Baba was always a vegetarian in the West, you know? He was a vegetarian. But later, when he went in 56 and 58, then Baba was eating fish. He left the flounder in Myrtle Beach. So Ella Winterfell, she was prepared fish for Baba. She was very happy. She still thinks about it, that Baba always liked my way of preparing fish for him, and she's always, when she was here, she used to tell us. And so on. So that. Yeah. But when we were with Baba in the West in 52, we were vegetarian, the nice boiled cabbage, boiled cauliflower, But we had this dressing on. Mm-hmm. What do you call it?
Mayonnaise.
But then we not used to have mayonnaise and boiled things. We like this spice and I tried whatever. But we took up with it because that's how we thought Baba liked it, you know, us to have that kind of food. So it was okay as long as we didn't go hungry.
Did you like mayonnaise?
Yes, you like mayonnaise. Oh, yes.
After lunch, did Baba ever take Supraya or anything like that?
No. Pan, he liked pan, but that was a very short time. 1 year he took pan. When he was with Manli there, made the pan bida with no sopari, just variyali, you know, this what you call it, senna seeds, and little bit chuna, katha, senna seeds, and some other leaves, something also.
Beetle.
Ilaichi and lamang, what do you call that? Cardamom and
cinnamon. Not
no.
Lamang.
What?
Cardamom is
no,
no. Clove.
Clove. Oh. Yeah, clove. Clove and that. And so clove has very good flavor and nice and hot. And the beetle leaves itself have the very good flavor and taste. And, you know, not hot, but it is. And so this together with the variety and so on. And tiny bit of dry coconut grated I would put in. And then all in the kalbata, you know, mash it up fine. Because Baba, by these many years last, Baba didn't have teeth as he should have. But anyway, Baba liked to eat it. I put in a bowl and send it with gaver. Baba used to eat that. But that is just perfect. To clean his mouth, because all the time your mouth is shut. You feel your mouth is stained. You want to clean all the time.
Do you like to eat fish over here too?
Oh, yes. I never sent from Bombay fish. And Bombay ducks, she sent the last year, Baba was having this Bombay duck, but he didn't care for meat after that. He gave up eating meat when having this fish. It was soft and nice. But just plain fish, no bread, no rice, nothing.
Just fish.
So just fish was not enough for him. And that was not giving him nourishment that should be. We always say bread and what you call chapati gives you the real nourishment, means filling that is there. And so, plain like that in the evening, then you have a little bit of dal rice, you know? Plain rice boiled, a little butter in it maybe, but dal with fried onion, fried garlic, that's all. No spice. And then the chutney. Garlic, raw garlic and so on. Kochmeal, coriander leaves, dry coconut, and hot chili and salt, and a lot of garlic, 4, 5, 6, 5 bits of garlic, say. And they grind it fresh, and it should not be ground very fine, it should be ground roughly. And that, when, as soon as I finish serving Baba said, where's the chutney? Baba didn't bring anything, so by the time Baba missing the oil, right, having one mouthful, but the chutney was right, because they want to make it very fresh for Baba, and it has to be fresh. So then Baba would take the chutney on his tongue, and the Baba said, hey, let this you do, and let this. So we said, oh, Baba, it's too hot. Baba says, oh, what to do? Then we looked at each other, we also started, what to do now? Baba said, no. Baba said, I like it, leave it. Then Baba, because it was like an appetizer, you know? Because plain dal rice is rather too flat to tame, how would you say? No kick in it.
Bland.
Yeah.
Bland, that's right. So this and chutney means garlic and hot pepper and a few drops of lime, you know. Mm-hmm. The hot and sour and very, very good. Then on his tongue, Baba. Hey, Baba.
That was a good sign.
Yeah.
Like a chest and iron.
Huh?
When you chest an iron to see how hot it is.
Yes, exactly.
So he'd have the chutney as an appetizer?
Appetizer, but it's good for one. What Baba liked garlic very much. So he must have the garlic. It is good for one. You know.
Yeah.
And when you have dal gives a lot of wind and all this. So garlic is as contracts. It's very good for garlic. It's for everything, digestion and all that. So I've always had garlic chutney.
So between lunch and dinner, did Baba go to Mandali?
Mandali, yes.
And that's where he spent all his time?
Yeah, after lunch he went to the Mandali. But still he had music that time also. A very good program would be on Radio Pakistan. So again, Baba had more songs. And if there's a nice song, then Baba would wait for 5-10 minutes more. Then Baba would again say, Baba, it's too late now, I must go. Then Baba, to the Mandali, Baba would go. And that time, yeah, a little bit of music, and then Baba. Sometimes Baba used to be in his room and call the Mandali here, talk, and then go with them, something like that.
Did you ever give Baba, did he ever have medicine that you gave him, medicine to take after lunch or anything? Pills?
No, that was Gavir's duty, yes. Mm-hmm.
When did Baba start to braid, wear his hair back in a braid?
1935. 34, Baba's hair was open, but then 35, coming up the hill, the wind, no matter about how it blows, mm-hmm. then his hair would blow, all the time would be put in behind his ears, like this, sometimes tie a scarf. And then he got maybe tired of it, I don't know why, Baba told me to braid his hair. And, the first time it was real fun to know. Very sad, like, lovely hair, like, and the back of the nape of his neck was like a child's, you know, very lovely. And on the back, he looked like a woman, you know, fine, soft brown hair, skin was fair. There's something about Baba that's so different from any person, anyone. It's complete the expression of every part of him. To see him physically is different than photo. Photo does not catch the same because of the color of his eyes and the movement and expressions are not there. You know? Very beautiful. You know, very quick, Baba. When he was with Mandali, he used to be very distinct, keeping an eye on everybody. His eyes would be so quickly, you know? Taking in air. Everyone would.
Huh? He didn't miss anything.
No, he didn't miss anything.
Did you see Baba doing his universal work at the same time as he was there with you?
No, I haven't seen that. Once in a while, sometimes he'd be very quiet, and he would be very quiet. But not much openly yet. Yes, sometimes.
His fingers?
Very sometimes you see him, because, huh? Because he did his work with the door shut and, you know, universal work, seclusion work.
Even if he'd be sitting at the table, though, his hands would be moving, like, quickly?
No.
His fingers would be moving?
Yeah, fingers would move. Sometimes he would, I don't know, I can't do it, but I guess he did something, yeah. But this little sound came out there. So, you know, feet all cooked up inside, so, like that or something, like that or something. A little bit like that sometimes, just a little bit like that.
Because in the film, you know, his hand is...
Yes.
You never saw that much.
Yeah, I saw him seeing him do that, yes. But not every day and all the time, you know. Once in a while.
We saw one film, it just looked like he was somewhere else, you know. So you were just very quiet then.
Then he may be with Mandali at that time, when that phase, or what would you call it, that work had to do, then maybe it was with Mandali.
We saw the film, it was Baba in America, was it, sitting? Yes, do you remember that?
Yes, Myrtle Beach in 58.
And it showed a picture of him, and he was sort of going like this, and it just looked like he was so far away from where he was, so he must have...
Something. Working with that also.
Did Baba know how to do that? You know that trick the twins do when they sing, they make that noise like that?
Baba, I didn't see Baba do that.
Something's only the twins.
Only that,
but like this, he very loudly did it. You can't do it. Yeah, that's very, very loud. And when Baba kept silence, means observe silence, but newly, very first day, second day, he was not secluded. He would come also because Baba's in high school at. He had started it, and so the boys and girls always come in their separate classes, like that. And then Baba, anything that has to be sent for, discussed, or arranged, or anything, everything has to be asked Baba. So can you imagine, very first day on silence, and he has to manage everything without saying a word. It was most difficult for Baba. Very difficult. There was time that he had a napkin, and maybe somebody made him laugh and put the napkin here, because the laughing sound would come out. He didn't want laughing sound also, so he hasn't enjoyed it. His laugh also all these years. No, you want to laugh out with something funny. But Baba did not make that sound, laughing sound. So very difficult. All that he did was.
Yeah. Were they with him in the car where Baba covered his head with a shawl? Or
what?
To do his work? When you were riding in the car or somewhere? Sometimes they
used
to cover his head with
that was when the breeze was cold and blowing and his hair blowing. That time it could not work or anything. No. Even coming from Pune it would be warm. But then sometimes once in a while when we went to Mahabaleshwar, it was cold then, maybe Baba had a shawl. Otherwise Baba didn't put a shawl on his head. Shawl or a scarf, what would you call it?
And the windows would always be shut in the car.
It was like he didn't like anything around.